Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Westrum moves to second. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Westrum moves to third. Hearn moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Chee-T moves to third. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a line drive into left field. Rhodes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rhodes. Chee-T scores. Smalley scores. Rush moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Mixis reaches second base with a double. Rush scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer is walked intentionally. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hoffman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoffman. Mixis scores. Sauer goes all the way around to score. Fondi moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chee-T strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Spencer now pitching. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mixas hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Rhodes reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Rhodes scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin pinch hits for George Spencer. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. the Cubs will come to bat. Bill Connolly now pitching. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Dark steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Thompson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Smalley moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rush bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Toby Atwell pinch hits for Eddie Mixis. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Bill Serena now playing second base. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Westrum hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Bob Addis pinch hits for Bill Serena. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman catches it and throws to second with dark covering, to double up Sauer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Tommy Brown now playing second base. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 7-5, Giants. Turk Lown now pitching. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 8-5, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Rhodes moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Thompson scores. Rhodes scores. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-5, Giants. Bruce Edwards now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Turk Lown. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. GT moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.